Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team.
Very good morning. Welcome back in. It's a Victory Monday here on WQIM. Dolphins Monday is defended by your insurance attorney, Anthony Lopez. Call 305-800-LOSS. Hollywood and Zach Krantz in. Joe is off for today. He's out with his family. Everything is okay. We've gotten a lot of texts about that. Everything is okay. Everything is very good with the Dolphins. 27-20 in the longest game in NFL history.
It's funny when you say that.
I know. It really is kind of crazy. The Dolphins come out on top. And again, Zach, it feels so good to be on the right side of this whole deal here, because it was a really rough afternoon for the Tennessee Titans.
Yes,
they lost their quarterback. They lost their tight end. They lost an offensive lineman in the game as well. The Dolphins come out of this thing not only with a win, but with a lot of glaring positives that I think really showed up for this team. And you have to start at the quarterback position with Ryan Tannehill, guy who has taken more crap, more criticism over his career than, I don't know, just about any athlete we've ever had down here. And for him to show up, make the plays yesterday, there were a couple of bad throws. You know, obviously he did throw the couple of interceptions, but he threw two touchdowns, including a beautiful ball to Kenny Stills, which sealed the deal for Miami yesterday. And it was a different Ryan Tannehill out there. He felt like a leader. He felt like a guy who had command and control of the offense. He's out there, you know, talking to guys, high-fiving guys. He just felt like a different player out there yesterday. Felt very comfortable. And it was really a major positive, I think, to see for this Miami Dolphins football team.
Yeah, I agree. I think Ryan just looked confident out there. I think he loves Ryan Gase's offense. It works good for him. He's got a bunch of good receivers. There's no great superstar receiver on this team, but when you have four or five good receivers out there, a tight end that has that magical word potential around him, there it's good for the offense. And when you get a running game that kind of works, you know, not one guy, but two guys go in there, and Frank Gore, I mean, just he surprised me yesterday. Not that I was expecting Frank to come out there and not be able to run or, you know, he's getting old. Look, yesterday, he looked like he was 23 years old, and he was taking his first couple carries in the NFL. He zoomed. He got the ball and just blasted away, and it was great to see that. And Kenyon Drake, I know, you know, fantasy-wise, people want him to go for 102 touchdowns, this and that. As a Dolphins fan yesterday, 48 yards rushing, and he had about, 20 yards receiving, 18 yards receiving. He was on both sides of the, you know, that's all you want to see. I just want to see positive plays. I want to see Ryan out there and look confident, and he does. The offensive line, we got to give credit to them. They played good yesterday as well. Ryan, you know, wasn't on his back the whole game. There were a couple holding calls, but that's going to happen during the game. One on the left tackle, one on the right tackle. I think one in the middle as well during the game. That's fine. That's going to end up happening. You could clean that up a little bit. I know the penalties have been kind of the common denominator of stuff that we've been talking about this entire preseason, and it was something that me and Joe have harped on a lot. You got to clean that up, the pre-snap penalties, or during the big plays, all of a sudden it gets called back. Yesterday, this team just played good. They just put a complete game together, and if you want to criticize some stuff, there's plenty to criticize, too, if you want to nitpick. He threw two picks, Ryan. There was no sacks on the defensive line. Would they go 2 of 10 on third downs? They didn't do well there either, but they got the win. Clean up some of that stuff and take the W.
I mean, here's some of the texts that are coming in. And, I mean, you get this one, minus that 70-yard pass. He has 155 yards. Tannehill sucks. And, I mean, I would advise you those texts fly a little bit more after 10 o'clock than they're going to with us, because I don't know if we were watching the same game, but Ryan Tannehill had a command of that game.
He
threw the game-winning touchdown pass. He did everything that they needed to do to win that football game. And at the end of the day, that's what it's about. I mean, look, Ryan Tannehill's not Aaron Rodgers. He's not Tom Brady.
Nope.
You know, that's obvious. And I don't think we need to really, you know, get into that this morning. But is he good enough to win you football games? Tennessee was supposed to be really good going into this season. We heard it for a while, right? How many weeks leading up to this game we hear, Tennessee is this revamped offense. They have a great quarterback. They have this, you know, electric running back tandem here with the big guy, the little guy. Like, they got it all going for them. The Dolphins beat them in every aspect of that game yesterday, Zach.
Yeah,
they made the big plays on defense when they needed to.
Well, that was it right there. Rashad had a good game yesterday. Minka had a good game yesterday. The linebackers didn't play bad. And I figured we would be talking about the linebackers today if Derrick Henry or Deion Lewis just went bananas yesterday. They couldn't tackle or they weren't covering. There were some plays that looked kind of all over the place. But overall, the defense didn't look bad yesterday. I know towards the end of the game you're playing against Gabbard and a backup right and left tackle and the backup tight end. That's fine. This is the NFL. You never know what's going to be put in front of you on any given week. You don't know who's going to go down. Just go out there and win the game and play good. And they did that yesterday. I didn't need to see 350 yards passing from Tannehill, 120 yards rushing from Drake, and Kenny Stills with, well, he did have two touchdowns, so I guess you could throw that out there. And Gesicki had 19 catches. I didn't need to see that. I need to see a complete game by the offense, and you saw it. I'd like the defense to get a little bit better on the pass rush. I know that Omar didn't say it was a big deal, but when you are playing against the backup tackles for a team, which we talked about it all week long, Tennessee might have one of the best offensive lines in the NFL. Yeah. Great left tackle, great right tackle. Interior offensive linemen are very good. They do have a good offensive line. I'd like to see Kamway come out of there with 1.5 sacks. I'd like to see Robert Quinn get in there also once. They didn't. But it wasn't the difference in the game.
It's just funny to me because you read the text machine. I mean, it's right in front of my face here. And people are so negative.
You think they lost by three touchdowns.
Yeah, you would think that the score was flipped and all the injuries were on the Dolphins side. And I get it, man. Like, you know, Tannehill throws a crucial interception in the end zone. I get it. There were some missed opportunities in this game. There were some poor plays. But you're never going to have a game that doesn't have those. So if you guys are just sitting out there looking for, you know, Tannehill to screw up or to have a bad play, he's going to have a few per game, right?
We've all had this
it's
nightmare
just how it is.
The last decade as Dolphin fans, if you're a Dolphin fan out there. Things are looking okay. You're feeling good through preseason. You go 5-11. You go 6-10. You have Cam Cameron as your coach. Everyone needs to take a deep breath and look at this season and go, it might be different. They might end up going 4-12, or they might end up going 12-4. The whole point is this. You played in one game. Tennessee was supposed to win yesterday. The Dolphins were not supposed to win at home yesterday. They won. They played pretty good yesterday. Are there things to clean up? Yes. Can Tannehill play better? Sure. Could the running game be better? Sure. That's the best thing about yesterday. Do you realize what we'd be doing today on this show if we were Tennessee
and we
lost our starting quarterback and both your tackles, your bookends might be out on the offensive line?
Your tight end broke
is done
ankle.
For the season more than likely. Do you realize where you could be today? Enjoy today a little bit. Nitpick if you want. That's the best part about sports radio and being a fan. Ryan didn't have a great game. Why didn't Drake get the ball more? Gesicki had a bad end zone play. Great! Let's talk about all of it. But at the end of the day, remember, you're 1-0 going into the Jets game next week, and you get to scout the Jets tonight with a rookie quarterback. I mean, if you start the season 2-0 and you beat the Jets, I better not see a negative text out there unless Ryan throws 14 interceptions in this game versus the Jets.
I mean, it's just weird because you get a text that you guys beat the Titans, not the Patriots or the Eagles.
You beat who's in front of you.
Exactly. You beat who's in front of you. There were a lot of good stories from yesterday, which is why we're in a good mood here today. There were a lot of good stories from that game, not only on the field, but the fans staying in the stands. I mean, all of us, you know, for sitting and watching that thing for 7 hours, or at least attempting to. Shout out WSVN. All of us were attempting to watch the game. And by the way, it's okay for anyone else to get hit by lightning except for the cameramen.
Yeah, I guess they were not. Yeah. Maybe there's something in the
players. Let's roll.
The union, yeah, for the
fans,
camera guys.
You guys
good
are good.
You,
sit
yeah.
out there, but we don't want our cameramen to get hit.
Yeah, it is weird. 56022, by the way, Kendall Toyota and Wes Kendall Toyota text line. I got to just read one because it came very early this morning. Me and my son and his girlfriend were three of those fans. We got there at 8:30 in the morning to tailgate. They stayed through the game.
Wow.
Let me tell you, you're a real fan. Yesterday kind of stunk at times for you, I'm sure, because you were waiting for the game to start. But you deserve to be there at the end when they got that W, because nothing would have been worse than being that fan who got there at 8:30 to tailgate. Opening game of the season, lots of hope. You know, yesterday, when we were at the bar yesterday, and they were just about to kick off the Dolphins game, there was such a buzz in that bar. Because the team hasn't lost a game yet. You haven't won a game yet. There's so much hope for a team right as the kickoff of the season starts. There was buzz around this team, and you got the W. But if you were that fan that were there at 8:30 in the morning, and you ended up losing that game at the end after 7-hour marathon. Yeah, I can understand you being in a pissy mood today, but you were.
No. Here's the thing. This was the perfect sports weekend. If you're a South Florida sports fan, every team possible did it for you. Yeah. I mean, you had even FIU and FAU won.
That's right.
FIU had a come-from-behind win, so shout out to them.
Yep.
FAU won. The Canes hung 77 on Savannah State. The Dolphins went out and won. The only things that stood out from this weekend was the turnover backpack from FSU.
Yeah, that was weak.
And the fact that they almost lost to Samford, the Fighting Bulldogs of Samford.
Is that what they are, the Fighting Bulldogs?
I know, they had a dog on their helmet. We were watching the game. We were doing post-game here for the Canes, and they had a dog on their helmet, so I just assumed they were the Bulldogs. So Florida State almost lost to them,
and they broke
out the turnover bag.
Yeah, you can stop there.
And the Gators got knocked off.
The turnover bag?
Turnover bag.
Turnover purse. I thought it was a woman's bag. I didn't know men
turnover
wore
purse.
Bags like that.
You got to get Solo D to do a turnover purse.
Yeah, turnover purse. Yeah. There you go. Maybe Solo D can get on that.
I'm just trying to stay away from the Gators.
Yeah, the Gators lost to Kentucky, which was also quite sweet as well. So yeah, things worked out very well if you're a South Florida sports fan.
Kentucky's up and coming. Yeah, I can't really say much else.
You guys are a mess, by the way.
Mess.
Oh, my God,
it's
man.
What's going on
in Gainesville and Tallahassee, by the way? Seriously. I'm asking you in a serious sense here. Like, you guys put out that video before the season, running around in masks and costumes and stuff, which was really
weird.
Probably
should have practiced that day.
Your coach is doing weird dances on the sidelines.
I do like Dan Mullen.
Game.
I do like Dan Mullen.
What's going on over there? And then FSU... how bad are they? Did you see any of that game? The quarterback from Samford looked like Aaron Rodgers the way he was picking apart FSU. He threw a bad pick at the end to seal the game, but it was really weird.
I know the Gators lost to Kentucky, and everyone's rejoicing in that this morning if you're not a Gators
fan. Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
But I'll be honest, the loss against Kentucky doesn't feel as bad as a small win over Samford and the turnover purse. I mean, at least Kentucky's an SEC team. Like, they have some legit players. Samford is going, like, they're Division 7.
Yeah.
Like, they don't even have Carroll City on their schedule because Carroll City's too good for them. They play, like, the private school in Palm Beach that no one's ever heard of before next week. Florida State just kind of got by them, and it sounds like a petty Gator fan talking about it, and I am after this weekend. But I don't have a turnover purse, and I just didn't barely beat Samford. I did lose to Kentucky, but they're at least a legit team.
I have a lot of buddies that went to FSU, and they were, like, humiliated by this thing.
It's horrible.
Because I was texting my group chat. I was texting all these pictures of the turnover purse to all my buddies. And yesterday, like, I don't know if it just all kind of came to a head. My buddy Corey just snapped on me. He was really upset. I said something kind of harmless yesterday, and he snapped on me. I was like, wow, you're angry about the turnover purse. Because he asked me to stop about the whole turnover purse thing. And so he was angry. Man, that's the worst thing in sports going right now, right? Like, we've seen a lot of corny mock-ups of the turnover chain. Like, Tulane had the turnover
beads,
which was kind of weird, but the turnover purse might take the
cake. No, that's the winner. That's the winner in the clubhouse right now. That is by far the worst one out of all of them. I don't care if a team breaks out like a turnover, you know, like the beaded necklace that you could eat, you know, like that you could kind of eat as a kid. Like, the turnover purse or the fake backpack or whatever it was, it's about as embarrassing as you can get. And by the way, Mark Richt, who was on with us earlier this morning, that turnover chain is so gaudy.
I know, it's sweet.
It is. I was reading the description of it, how much more it weighs than last year, and how many more diamonds are in it than last year, and rocks in that thing. Wow. A guy just texted, I went to Samford. They are the Bulldogs, and I have no idea how they almost beat FSU.
I like this one. My wife burned her diploma from FSU out of embarrassment for the purse. The turnover purse. Congratulations, Seminoles. Wow. You guys are back in the national spotlight for something. We got to take a pause here. We got the phone lines lit up, so we'll do this. We'll jump into a few calls here because it is a Dolphins victory Monday, and we'd like to do that. 954-305-567-0560 is how you reach us on Dolphins Monday, which is defended by your insurance attorney, Anthony Lopez. Call 305-800-LOSS, and you can keep the text coming on the Ken Otota, West Ken Otota text line 56022. We roll on Dolphins victory Monday next.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
We are holding it down on a Dolphins victory Monday, Canes victory Monday, as the Dolphins win it 27-20. They win the longest game in NFL history, and they did it in impressive fashion here as, again, despite what all the filth that's coming in on the text machine, Zach.
Goodness gracious.
I don't know how you could not feel good about what you saw yesterday. Ryan Tannehill, of course, he made a couple of mistakes. That's football. That's, you know, that's going to happen in any sport. You're not going to be – he wasn't going to go 30 for 30 for 505.
No one needs him to be, yeah.
You know, he made the plays he had to make yesterday, and he looked different out there. He looked in command. He looked like a leader. You know, he was talking to guys. He was all over the field.
That's what confidence looks like.
I just thought he looked different, didn't you?
That's what confidence looks like. It's not a deer in headlights look, you know, that Ryan might have given you in the past. I'm telling you, before he got hurt the first time, this team was rolling. He wasn't an MVP. This wasn't a guy that I thought was the next Aaron Rodgers, but he was rolling with the offense. That's what you wanted. And if he could pick up off that, maybe this team's got a shot, because the national media doesn't give this team a shot. It's only one win. I'm not going as far as saying this team is going to win the AFC East now. I'm not that guy. It would be nice to say that, but I can't. I'm just happy with the win. I'm happy the way they looked. I'm happy with some of the additions. I'm happy with Frank Gore. I'm happy with the middle linebacker and the outside linebacker that are rookies. They didn't make terrible mistakes that cost them the game. I'm really happy with the first-round pick. Minka looked good yesterday.
Yeah.
Jakeem Grant, my hot take from earlier. Jakeem Grant might be the most dynamic guy on the field for the Dolphins when he's out there. I don't know if that's true or not, but when he's out there, you now have to worry about that guy if you watch tape. He runs back kicks for 102 yards. He catches the ball on the outside. We always talked about Jarvis, the fact that he wasn't big enough or maybe not fast enough to play the outside. Jakeem Grant's 3.5 feet tall, and he plays the outside. And he's awesome. Like, I love him out there. And the cornerbacks have to play 7 yards off him, because if he gets an inch on you, he's gone. It's over. Don't you want positives like that? I don't know if he's really 3.5 feet tall.
It's tough for me because I have this thing and this text machine right in front of my face. A sea of negative, this guy says, and this is basically the point that we're trying to drive home this morning. The positives far outweigh the negatives. So pumped and excited for the Dolphins this year. It feels different. Go Fins.
That's it.
I mean, it does, man. Like, you're never going to have a situation where everything goes well, where there's no negatives in a game that you can talk about. It's just that on a day like this, we are choosing not to harp on some of the negative things that happen. Like, why do you want to talk about Ryan's 2 interceptions when you can talk about his 2 touchdowns and a win?
Right. That's right.
I just don't understand. Like, you really want to get into it and break it down and get nitty gritty with it. Yes, of course there were some negatives in the football game. But you won the game. You won a crazy game, by the way, that had a little bit of everything. It had kick returns for touchdowns. I mean, you had interceptions. You had everything in the game. Like, it was a wild football game. And you came out on the right end, number one. You came out healthy, number two, which is kind of big if you look at the team on the other side that went into the season with all sorts of hype.
That's right.
The Dolphins went into the season with no hype whatsoever and looked good enough to win that game.
Just win the game. That's what you got to do every Sunday. Just go out there and win. I don't care what it is. I don't care how you do it. I don't care if it's a turnover at the end of the game. I don't care if it's a fluke play or you just played a real good game altogether. The Dolphins did not play a perfect game yesterday. Ryan threw 2 picks. Okay. There were plays out there that I couldn't believe that happened when Tennessee. That's fine. That's going to happen. But literally, at the end of the day, the only thing that matters, take the stats, throw them out the window. Take the quarterback rating, throw it out the window.
You play to win the game.
I hate to say that, but you just need W's. How many weeks did we look in the last couple of years and go, we literally lost that game because we couldn't hit a field goal, or this guy got lucky and missed this and we won the game.
Don't even do it.
Won the game.
We said we were going to take some calls here. You want to do this? Let's let some people in here, and hopefully they're having a good Victory Monday, a better Victory Monday than our texters.
Oh.
Let's go to Josh. You're up here on WQAM. Hey, Josh.
I don't understand some of these folks around here.
Josh, it's crazy. You win the game, and people are upset.
All right. Josh waited on hold for an awfully long time to say that.
There's a good chance that Josh was at the drive-thru line.
Yeah.
And that he said something, and I thought he was actually talking to us, and he was actually ordering.
That was interesting. Let's go to Jonathan. You're up next here. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
You know what? I'm not one of the naysayers. One thing that I have saw yesterday, and damn, it took a long time, 7 hours, 8 hours, whatever it was.
Yep.
they actually finished the game.
Right?
They didn't come out and look good and then play a little bit and then look bad, and then they actually finished the game and came out with a W. We haven't seen that in a long time.
1:10 left.
You know what I mean? Go Fins, man. You
That's
know
it.
I mean?
1:10 left in the first half. You're up 7-3. You go to this lightning kind of break. My biggest fear is we're going to dolphin this game. We're going to come back out after playing a pretty good first half, and something bad is going to happen. And it didn't happen yesterday. I don't know if it's the change. I don't know if it's culture. I don't know if it's this and that. I don't know what it is. I don't care what it was. I got a W yesterday as a Dolphin fan, and I'm excited. Are there things to fix? Yes. Every team's got things to fix. The difference was the Dolphins played a game from start to finish yesterday. Even though it took 7 hours and 4 minutes, that's what they did.
And when we returned a kick for, you know, a touchdown, you're like, wow, that's great. And then they came back and answered back. It's like, oh, yeah. No. But they still found a way, and I give them absolute credit for that. The only thing I would tell the team trainers and guys like that, the equipment staff, you all need to carry a one iron, because when the thunder and lightning hits, go out there and put a one iron over your head. Even God can't hit a one iron. Other than that, you're good.
Well, right, thanks for thanks for
well done. I like it.
Yeah, the so the lightning delay took, the whole game took, what, 7 hours?
7 hours and 4 minutes on the official box score from the NFL.
We've been taking little side swipes at WSVN this morning for cutting off the feed. I imagine it wasn't their call.
No.
And I imagine they were on the phone trying to get the game back on, which they eventually did.
They did. I think George Sedano actually answered it yesterday on Twitter. Someone like wrote something.
There's NFL rules probably,
that,
right?
At 8 p.m. on Sundays, NBC owns all the NFL rights.
Okay.
That's why, remember that show we all used to watch? I mean, it depends on how old you are. If you're Q and you're 12 years old, you probably didn't see this. But it was the NFL prime time with Chris Berman and Tom Jackson. It used to go from 7:30 to 8. Or 7:30 to 8:30 on ESPN back of the day. It was the review of all the games early in the day, getting you ready, you know, because there was no Sunday Night Football at the time. They have literally cut off those rights at 8 o'clock. I think Fox had to make some calls to the NFL to say, hey, we have a game that's got 2 minutes left. We can't just cut it off. Can we just put it back on for 2 minutes? I think that's what ended up happening. Unless someone at WSVN dropped the ball there, and if you did, shame on you. But if you did get the back on, so thank you. But it was kind of weird that you watched this marathon for 7 hours.
And it shuts off right at the end.
And 2 minutes left in the game. Boop. Here's the premiere of Cell or Gel or whatever that show is.
And the game next week is back on CBS.
Okay.
And I promised myself I wasn't going to comment on the TV crew that did the game.
And?
I'm not going to.
Okay.
I don't want to rip anyone this morning. They did a really nice job with the game yesterday.
Dolphins won.
Dolphins won. Exactly. We got to take a pause. Mark Richt, speaking of winning, is going to join us next as the Mark Richt Show. We'll have our interview with the coach coming up next. Zach, a 77-0 win
Nail-biter.
For Miami. They took care. Look, I understand the competition was not up to par, but they took care of what was in front of them. You could have been
Carroll City.
You could have been
Savannah
FSU
State if they played tomorrow.
It's possible. It's
What's
possible.
The line of that game?
It'd be like
Savannah State
minus
three.
Savannah State minus 3.5 or something like that. By the way, speaking of those games, we have our Twitter question of the day.
Oh.
Up. So we usually do a Twitter poll. We're going to do a question of the day here, and we're getting a lot of responses so far. So we're going to read these in the 9 o'clock hour. This here on Twitter is brought to you by Anthony Lopez, your insurance attorney. Call 305-800-LOSS. And we just asked a very simple question, Zach. We asked, what's inside the FSU turnover purse?
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
And we
those
posted
responses.
A picture of the turnover purse, which, in my humble opinion here, I think is the worst thing in all of sports.
The turnover purse?
Besides FSU's play on the field. But we have to talk to a good coach, a winning coach, Mark Richt. He will join us next here on WQAM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.